Welcome back, Senator Lay.
Do we have a list of bills before the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Fakes.
I move we give the chairman of the Rules Committee authority to calendar at his discretion Senate Bill 365, extending the termination date of the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, EFD.
Any objections? Motion carried. Senator Jones.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that we grant the chairman the authority to calendar at his discretion Senate Bill 480, establishing the Alaska Regional Economic Assistance Program, provided for effective date.
Are there any objections? Motion carried. Senator Fakes.
Mr. Chairman, I move we give the chairman of the Rules Committee the authority to calendar at his discretion Senate Bill 344 relating to general contractors and to certain subdivisions. And my goodness, that's an open title, sir.
Are there any objections? Motion carried. Senator Fakes.
Mr. Chairman, I move we give the chairman of the Rules Committee the discretion to calendar. The authority to calendar at his discretion Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 50, Senior Citizen House.
Any objections? Motion carried. Senator Fakes.
Mr. Chairman, I move we give the chairman of the Rules Committee the authority to calendar at his discretion Senate Bill 385, Fisheries Tax Return.
Are there any objections? Motion carried. Senator Jones.
You give him a long one.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that we grant the chairman authority to calendar at his discretion Senate Joint Resolution 66, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska, creating a dedicated fund for construction and maintenance of roads and highways. Okay.
Are there any objections? Motion carried. Senator Fakes?
Mr. Chairman, I move we give the chairman of the Rules Committee the authority to calendar at his discretion Senate Bill 368, Standards for Construing the Regulatory Powers of the Alaska Public Utilities Commission and to Public Utility Exemptions from Regulations by the APUC.
Are there any objections? Motion carried. Senator Jones.
We have more.
Okay.
Page 3, we're really busy.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that we grant the chairman the authority to calendar at his discretion committee substitute House Bill 345, Hess, Coroner's Inquest.
Sounds like a whole. Any objections? Motion carried. This last bill, we're going to have to rescind an action taken in my absence. Also, I would have caught it when I was here.
That's what you get for letting us play without you. Mr. Chairman, I move we rescind our action in giving the chairman of the Rules Committee the authority to calendar at his discretion Senate Bill 253, Retirement Credited Service and Benefits, making technical changes to retirement studies.
Are there any objections? Motion carried. The proposed changes before the committee, we have Dave Stott from the Division of Retirement here for any questions you may have.
Nice to have you back, Mr. Chairman, so you catch these things. Do you want a motion to adopt the BCS?
Maybe we should see what... David, sit down here, please. I just like to review the bill, too, if you have...
Yes, sir.
First, we'll go with the changes, the proposed changes. Dave?
Well, the proposed change, basically, the way that the bill is currently worded, it would allow a very narrow group of people to get credit for their service as special officers in the public insurance retirement system. There's others who may not currently be working in those positions who would also get credit with the proposed change. The situation being is oftentimes public safety hires undercover police officers, and they're not even on the state payroll. They're paid through other funds. After these folks finishes their undercover work, they may or may not stay in police service. If they stay in police service, this amendment would allow them past credit as undercover, doing their undercover work. But if they don't, then they could not get that credit. If they went to work with some other state organization or municipality, they couldn't get the credit.
That's what this amendment does?
The amendment would allow them to also get the credit.
Another question. As it relates to e-ports, I notice there's some reference to e-ports, and something true in my heart. I just want to find out what's happening there in e-ports. What are we doing?
Probably the main technical change that would affect you would be concerning survivor benefits and better defining who and when a surviving spouse would be entitled to a benefit. Under the e-ports, currently, if your wife remarries after your death, then any survivor benefits through the e-boards would stop.
Well, they can remarry.
They can remarry under those two systems and continue to draw that special benefit.
Why not? She's put up with you for 30 years and half a dollar last year.
Is there anything else in it?
There's another amendment which would allow, under certain circumstances, individuals to move from the E-4's retirement system to the public employee's retirement system. The only circumstance that could happen would be if you have both territorial legislative service and state legislative service and have a total of at least 30 years of legislative service. It excludes other types of service from that.
What's that effectively do then? Are there some territorial service that cannot be credited at the present time?
Basically, what it would do is currently under the E-4s, you have a choice of how your retirement benefit is calculated based on either your high three salaries or on salary of office.
Right.
And that's an irrevocable election. In some circumstances, individuals selected salary of office, and then when the legislative salaries were increased, that was fine. But now that the legislative salaries were decreased, some of the individuals have their benefits have been cut in half. So this would allow them to switch from...
If they had territorial service.
If they were in the territorial legislature.
What happened to the clerk?
I don't know.
You read it off.
Okay, are there any further questions? Let's take care of this one.
First adoption of the amendment and ask for unanimous consent.
When a committee substitute draft with it with this new language in, right? And we had the committee substitute before us then.
You want me to move the committee substitute.
Ask for unanimous consent.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Do you want a motion to calendar the CS rules?
Right, please.
Mr. Chairman, I move we give the Chairman of the Rules Committee the authority to calendar at his discretion the rules CS for Senate Bill 253, including the amendment we just adopted, Retirement Credit Service and Benefits, making technical changes to retirement debt.
Any objections? Motion carried. We're missing one bill. Courthouse.
I voted on yours, but I didn't vote on this. I'll go get it.
Oh, we don't have to.
Thanks, Dave.
Pick it up tomorrow.
Talk to you later.
Wait, yeah. What if we aren't meeting tomorrow?
We can meet at 9 in the morning or something.
We can just go down and I'll just go and get
it. Yeah,
can't you wait 45 more seconds?
No.
You can't.
No, I can't.
I have the number. What's the number of the bill?
Why can't we just move it?
Where's my green folder?
What?
I announced it, and of course we have to do something with it.
We don't do that, do we?
Yes, we do. Quit being grumpy. What happened to your list?
It doesn't necessarily mean we have to vote for it. It just means we'd like to move it.
Well, we'd like to give you the discretion, right?
Right.
I'm sorry, Pepper. What's the number?
415. Senate Bill 415, making a special appropriation to the...
Mr. Chairman?
Is that a committee substitute or a regular bill, just a plain bill?
We can only calendar those. Anyway, Mr. Chairman, I move we give the Chairman of the Rules Committee the discretion to calendar... the authority to calendar at his discretion Senate Bill 415, making a special appropriation to the Alaska court system for the building of the Anchorage Courthouse facility.
Mr. Chairman, I ask a question.
Senator Jones.
Are those funds coming out of the Real Bell Energy Fund, or where are they appropriated from?
Senator Fakes?
General Fund.
General Fund. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Do you remove your objection?
I didn't object. I just wanted to point clarifications off.
Are there any objections? Motion carried.
Thank you, sir.
Is there any further business to come before the committee? If not, adjourn, sign the papers.